This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Thomas Paine, founder, 1777, said, "Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. And whether we defeat the enemy in one battle or by degrees, the consequence will be the same." It reminds me of George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, who had rightly said that the soul of an army is found in discipline. And who wins the battle? Those that are committed the most. Who wants it most? That's who's going to win the battle. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. The forerunners of the American Revolution, the Black Robe Regiment. And boy, oh boy, I'm going to be showing you that in contrast, folks. The spirit of men, and namely the men that fought to give us what we have today compared to what we see today. I posted this morning a dad from the 50s pointing his finger over at somebody, and he says, "See that over there, son? That was once America, but now it's just a bunch of sissies afraid to hurt each other's feelings." And isn't that true? We got a bunch of effeminate men on our hands through and throughout the United States of America, and who stand back and act like a bunch of sissies. You might want to read 1 Corinthians 6:9, because the Bible tells us that the effeminates will not inherit the kingdom of God. And I want to tell you what, friends, that's exactly what we're talking about even now. I want to highlight a couple things on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertymedia.com, giving you an outlet, friends, giving you information that the state-controlled media does not want you to have, exposing them for their compromise, for their propaganda. And with that said, let's go to the first article, friends, which just happens to be a new video exposing CARE. Friends, you have foreigners within the United States of America that are assailing your very foundations, assailing and assaulting and threatening those that dare expose CARE for who they are and what it mean, or should I say what they mean in the end game concerning how they mean to conquer this country, because that is the history of these people. New video exposes CARE operatives lie about being threatened and fearful at Florida free speech rally in support of Annabelle Lima-Taub, who exposed none other than Rashida Tlaib, and calling her out for who she is and what she means to do again in the end game. Friends, also pay attention, friends. We keep hearing about Ilhan Omar from Minnesota, the first Muslim congresswoman, District 5 in the state of Minnesota. We're hearing the same things about Tashida Tlaib, I'm sorry, Rashida Tlaib, in her crimes against we the people. What do you expect from those that have no business in servitude towards any people in the United States of America? If you've not taken the time to study out the McCarran Act, friends, you might want to do that. These people are subversive. And by the way, that is exactly what the McCarran Act was established for, to deal with those that were subversive towards the American government. They have no business in government, friends, whatsoever. They are foreign. They run antithetical to who we are. They swore in on the Quran. What do you think it says in the Quran, friends? Exactly what they're doing. I mean, you can't expect them to put their hand on the Quran, friends, and then run congruent with the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution, which are the two sciences that run one with another, said none other than James Wilson. But we have a new video, again, exposing CARE once again, and their operatives lying, putting themselves in the victim position. Friends, they pull your hair, they smack your face, and then when the cameras arrive, friends, what do? They play the victim. They play the victim when, in fact, they are the perpetuators of the crime. Learn this. This is totalitarian methods, friends. And it's exactly how they're operating every step of the way. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have another criminal, Chuck Schumer. Communications director forced out over inappropriate encounters with staffers. Of course. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, friends. And isn't it interesting that all politics aimed at the truth, just think about this, all politics aimed at the truth, in its end, is destruction to those that assail the truth. It's true. I can say it another way. Napoleon Bonaparte said, "The Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it." That is the history of the church. The seed of the righteous is forever. The Bible tells us that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Here we are, church. And what happens every time someone attacks the truth? They fall back flat on their face, don't they? Every single time. Folks, isn't it interesting that politicians lie? Do you realize that when politicians lie, it's not like they didn't know, they did it inadvertently or unadvisedly to themselves, friends, as if to suggest that, well, they can just sit back and say, "I didn't know." Well, you're being paid to know the difference. But you need to understand that when politicians or, as a matter of fact, anybody that lies, they know the truth. And they're trying to cover the truth with their lie. So they all the well know what they're doing when they lie. Because if they didn't, friends, then why are they lying? Because they don't want the truth to expose them. Again, we need to think things through. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Americans that tolerate corrupt politicians to sow seeds. Americans that tolerate corrupt politicians to sow seeds. The nation will reap. Pay attention to this. Americans that tolerate corrupt politicians to sow seeds, the nation will reap the harvest that you allowed corrupt politicians to sow concerning the seed. No one can defy this. No one can stand against this truth. It's self-evident. And it's a law unto itself that nobody can deny. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here we have it again. We have Muslim Rep. Rashida Tlaib registered to vote. Listen carefully. This should come as no surprise. But the Muslim Rep. Rashida Tlaib, she's the one responsible, for those that didn't know, to say that we're going to effing impeach the president, okay? Just to show you what they mean to do by conquering, friends. Also keep in mind that during her victory speech, she wrapped herself in a Palestinian flag. Okay, that runs antithetical, in contrast. It's a direct assault as to who we are. But Muslim Rep. Rashida Tlaib registered to vote from a false address, represented State House district, friends, that she didn't even live in. So here you have it. Again, it doesn't take much, America, to rise up. There's already 300,000 signatures to impeach her. Let's do it.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show, and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm highlighting some of the articles off that page even now. Both pages, as a matter of fact, they run congruently. With that said, you can jump over on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean on our Facebook account. Twitter, BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1. Oh, by the way, friends, did you hear this? This is awesome, and I feel that I had a huge part to play in their downfall thus far. We'll see what this is all about in the up and coming days. But I do want to interject while I'm giving my little intro to point my finger to our sites and how you can get in contact with us on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This was on February 3rd, which was yesterday. Snopes and AP fact checkers abruptly end fact checking relationship with Facebook. Don't ever just think, friends, that the enemies that are at work allied one with another to destroy that which is good in our country. Don't ever think for one moment, friends, they don't have problems, internal problems in the process of doing so. No, rest assured they are. Matter of fact, if you want to prove my point, whatever you would call the left, go check out their websites. They'll tell you what they're dealing with. They'll tell you what they're afraid of. And it always comes to this. They're afraid of the law, constitutional law, being enforced against their crimes. And this is what they're always attempting to circumvent, friends, is the law. You want the answer? Go back to the law. That's all you have to do is go back to the law. And I'm not talking about new precedents set up by a bunch of black-robed tyrants. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about go back to original law And check out the precedents, friends, because you'll see that at every step, it exposes those that you call the left and many of those that you would call the right, as a matter of fact. With that said, we have a bit of good news here, right? This is all good. People are sick and tired of Snopes. They're a CIA operation. If you know anything about the foundation, friends, from the very beginning to where they're at today, it's corrupt. Again, internal fighting going on, not just between Snopes and Facebook and the AP, friends, but also keep in mind just within the operation of Snopes itself. There was internal warfare continuously, and there's nothing good about these organizations. There's nothing right or upright or truthful about what Snopes does, friends. And keep in mind, Chris Michelson, the very founder, friends, he himself said that there's no standard to go by when stating what's true and what's not true. I mean, and yet you still have people in the United States saying, well, Snopes said, and what I have to do is every time I see it, I have to remind these that still have their eyes tightly shut that, listen, you need to pay attention to the fact that there's nothing upright about this organization, and again, that they are a CIA operation. And so, again, we have some good news here on the front for you. I also got a little bit more good news here for you, and I'm going to go right to it real quick. We know that Kathy Tran, the one I was highlighting just the other day, concerning when she took her oath, she had her baby in her arms. We're talking about in Virginia, right? And what's interesting about that is when she swore in to uphold the laws found in the Constitution, the first thing she does is transgress the laws that she promised to uphold. That calls for impeachment, Article 2, Section 4. That's up to you guys out there in Virginia to deal with her and then indict her for her charges, friends. You also know that after she called for a third term or third trimester abortion, in other words, abort your baby up to birth. It's also interesting to note, friends, that she also passed or wanted to pass a bill the very same day protecting insects, right? Protecting insects. I mean, whoa, insects. You want to protect insects, but you want to kill the innocent in the womb. This is what the American people put up with. Well, the good news is they killed the bill, okay? But I want to tell you, if you allow the likes of a Kathy Tran to continuously go on, friends, why you would allow her to continuously transgress the laws of the U.S. Constitution, well, then, you know what? You're asking for her to shoot at you again until she finally sinks the ship over there. It's not mercy, friends, when you show these people a little leniency when they're violating common sense laws. That's stupidity, not mercy. And it's interesting when you read the book of Deuteronomy. The Lord said, when you keep his judgments, then mercy will be shown. When you keep his judgments, then mercy will be shown. A mercy, for example, to these babies under the likes of a wicked, evil woman like that of Kathy Tran would be to rid Kathy Tran by impeaching her and indicting her and charging her for crimes against humanity. Let's call it for what it is. That's a mercy to the innocent in the womb. To allow her to remain and go ahead and shoot away again, or attempt to transgress the laws again to pass another bill that calls for the execution of the innocent in the womb. Again, that falls on the side of stupidity on the behalf of any people that don't understand what true mercy is. It's a mercy on the behalf of the innocent that you bring forth judgment upon the heads of the wicked, friends. Read Isaiah 26:9. When thy judgments are in the earth, inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Well, you say, judgment rejoice or mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Yes, in the book of James, that's right. But you show mercy to whom mercy is to be shown. You know, it's like when people say, well, love just covers a multitude of sins. Wait a second. If you understand to whom that is shown, it's always to the repentant, to those that are sorry for violating God's moral law. And in this particular case, common sense law, and this does fall back to the very presupposition of God and his moral law that we are based on in this country, the Mosaic Institution. People in this country are so upside down when it comes to grace. It's a false grace. They're so upside down when it comes to compassion. It's a false compassion. And then what they do, it's a false grace, it's a false mercy, it's a false compassion. It's emotional garbage. And again, remember what I told you on Saturday, this country has adapted the mindset of the very enemy that means to destroy mankind himself. By showing more compassion and mercy, and as you would call it today, grace, which is not grace at all, it runs counter to the definition of what you've taken on. But it's interesting to note, friends, that the American people have taken on the mindset to show more compassion and mercy for the criminal rather than the victims. And you need to get it right in your heads, friends. And when you learn this lesson, I'll tell you how most people learn this lesson: when it hits home. When it hits home. You know, when I see people going over and seeing others, like for example, when you see a guy murder four family members, and then I see the family member saying, "I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you," when the guy's not even sorry, you deserve what you've got coming. Again, that is a reprobate heart to say that you forgive him. Well, what about Peter when he said 7 times 70? Yeah, let's put that into perspective, okay, shall we? What did he mean when he said that exactly? In Matthew 18, verse 21, and then Peter came to him and said, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till 7 times? Jesus said unto him, "I say unto thee, until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. Right? But let's put that into context. And what is it in context? 70 times 7, to them that repent. To them that repent. You don't show mercy to somebody that doesn't deserve mercy because they're not sorry for what they did. Luke 17:4 tells us what? It tells us, "And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, then you shall forgive him, and not until then." Outside of what I'm sharing with you right now, friends, you are enabling people to commit crimes. You show mercy, compassion to those that are sorry for their sin. Hey, what's the first prerequisite to being saved? 2 Corinthians 7:10, godly repentance, repentance towards God. Acts 20, verse 21, what's the message? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You can't find Jesus casting forth pearls before swine, saying, you're forgiven, to people that aren't sorry for what they've done. My goodness, read the moral law of God, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Jesus using the law in the hand of Christ. Of course, again, Jesus bringing men to himself. If they repented, great. That would drive them to the foot of the cross, where the law can do no more. And if not, well, then they die in their sins.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More Democrats are publicly asking Virginia Governor Ralph Northam to step down over his racist med school yearbook photo. Democratic Congressman Donald McEachin told NBC's Meet the Press, resignation is his only option.
Look, he's lost the authority to lead. He's lost the authority to govern. He has to resign. It's in the best interest of the Commonwealth. It's in the best interest of the party.
Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
Virginia's two senators and former Governor Doug Wilder are now calling on him to resign. President Trump tweets that Northam's actions are unforgivable. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I wanted to finish that. Bradley Dean Twitter won. All right, Bradley Dean won. Forgive me, Twitter. Also, jump over to our Sons of Liberty Media YouTube page. Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media. A couple hundred videos out there for you. Got brand new ones going up every week. They are done second to none. With that said, you can also jump over on the phone lines, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Okay? I want you to listen to this. When you go to Hebrews 10, when I talk about judgments, I want you to understand this is twofold. When you look to Calvary, friends, where Jesus was crucified, Golgotha, you need to understand that that was the Son of God, without spot or blemish. Undefiled, holy, perfect. Remember he said to the Pharisees, which one of you can convince me of sin? They couldn't. He was perfect. His very character, his very nature was perfectly whole. Remember the Lord looked upon him and the disciples heard, this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased, hear ye him. Listen to what the Lord is saying. He's confirming him. He's affirming him. Okay? As the Son of God. Now, when you look to the cross of Calvary, it shows you God's hatred towards sin. on him the iniquity of us all was laid unto him, right? Our sin. He's the propitiation of the sins of the world, 1 John 2. Okay? Unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. We're blood bought in the spirit, and we're blood bought in the natural as well. Revelations 1:10. Read it when you get a moment. Okay? So it's a demonstration of God's hatred for sin, Christ being crucified on the cross for the sins of the world, not his own sin, but our sins, okay, to redeem us unto himself. So it's twofold. Shows God's hatred toward sin and God's love for mankind, okay? Do you think that should be trifled with? Do you think that understanding the price paid for our freedoms, again, I can take you over to the natural, and I use this in high school assemblies. Knowing the price paid for your freedoms, and I go through World War I, World War II, I go to Korea, I go to Vietnam, I go to Afghanistan and Iraq, and you look at the price paid for our freedoms, which, by the way, 85% of you listening to me right now, you either served in foreign wars, or somebody in your family did, and many of them bled, many of them died, and many of them were maimed, whatever the case might be, in one way or another. Now, if I go over to Arlington Cemetery, am I going to begin to deface? Am I going to take a can of spray paint and spray over the tops of those, the heads of the fallen that are 6 feet under the Christian crosses above their heads? How long do you think that's going to last if I was to do that at Arlington Cemetery? It's not tolerated. As a matter of fact, if you go up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, if you talk out of turn, folks, if you're chewing gum and you're smacking your gums, I've been there several times, and I know what I'm telling you. I've seen the tomb guards stop and rebuke people on the outside for showing disrespect to the fallen. How much more should the church live for what Christ died for, all the while knowing that he was risen 3 days later after his crucifixion? After being buried for 3 days and then risen to the glory of the Father. I mean, he is the resurrection and the life, right? John 11. Yeah, of course he is. Understanding that price that was paid for us, why would we trifle with it in the natural? How much more in the spiritual? And when you begin to look in the Word of God, I want you to listen to this carefully, because this is what is in a man's heart to the degree that he tolerates sin or lawlessness, okay? It tells us in 10:26 of Hebrews, for if we sin, transgress God's law willfully, 1 John 3:4, after that we have received a knowledge of the truth, the Bible tells us there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Now listen carefully. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose you, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace? I mean, put that in the light of the Old Testament versus the New Testament. You know, the Old Testament says, "He that the soul that sinneth will die." Well, Jesus said in the New Testament, he said that he who continues on in his sins will die. Okay? And how many people do we see today that call themselves Christians, but they use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, Galatians 5. But I want to take that up a level. Remember in the law in Matthew 5, it says, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said, even if you look at a woman, you've already to lust after her within your heart, you've already committed adultery. The law says, thou shalt not kill in Matthew 5. But Jesus said, even if you're angry with your brothers without a cause, you're in danger of the judgment. Well, someone might be saying, well, Bradley, how then might I be saved? Well, call upon the Lord, because I can't do it for you. Only he can, by his Holy Ghost, who's been sent down from heaven to do just that, to renew you, to regenerate you, to start a lifelong process of sanctification. unto obedience unto the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ to the establishing of the sure mercies of David, order to right and sure, to be sealed by only the Holy Ghost who bears witness to the truth of your profession. Not man. It's not man's business to say you're saved or not saved. You can't find it in Scripture. To he who hath the Son hath life, to he who hath not the Son hath not life. Well, who bears witness to that life? Well, remember again, Jesus said, in 1 John it tells us that the witness of God is greater than the witness of men. And in 1 John, it tells us who bears witness to the truth of the matter, that we might be saved, that we might have eternal life. Well, who tells us that? The Holy Ghost does. He's alive forevermore. Now take this to judgment. If you really understood the price paid for your freedoms, would you trifle with it? Would you be loose with it? Because I want to tell you, those that understand what I'm saying, that are quickened and born of the Holy Ghost and are quickened by the Holy Ghost, when you're born of the Holy Ghost, guess what, friends? John 3:3. You live unto him who died for you, knowing the love of Christ that constraineth us. Let's put it into context. Let's put it together, right? Let's not just pick and choose like a bunch of pigeons picking peas and putting them together the way that we want to make them as we create or attempt to create a God that suits our sins, the one that doesn't mind us lying and stealing and cheating and so on and so forth. Even in thought, the Bible tells us this is how we are to take this life, this one now. Be ye holy as I am holy. Our conversation is to be holy, right? But just think about that. Even our thoughts are going to be brought into judgment with every idle thought and every idle word. Bradley, how must I be saved? Call upon the Lord. Ask him for more grace to keep your commandments better. Ask him to perfect you. And when you have an understanding of what happened in Calvary by the love of God that's been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, also keep in mind when I'm a preacher of the gospel, I'm going to be hated for that love. Why? Because if you go to 1 Corinthians 13, it says that love rejoiceth not in iniquity, lawlessness. Well, let me ask you this. How much do you love your freedom? I can tell you how much you love freedom, friends, by what you tolerate by corrupt politicians. When you allow them to do it twice, you don't really love freedom. You love your licentiousness. You love to live in the spirit of the world that moves you to lasciviousness, to carnal lust, to do the things that you want to do. That's not the spirit of Christ, friends. I'm here to tell you. The man that has zero tolerance for crime, first starting within his life, and though I am not perfect, I'm not the standard. Jesus is, in my shortcomings on a daily basis, thank you for perfecting that which concerneth me. You talk about it in the book of Philippians. You talk about it, we're to be as our Heavenly Father is perfect. It tells us that in the book of Matthew and Luke, right? Well, then who are we supposed to be like? We're supposed to keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, he being Jesus Christ, Hebrews 12:2. And it also tells us, friends, that we are to continuously keep our eyes single. That's our part, okay? That's our part, to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Lord, keep my eyes single. Let it be light. Let it not be darkness, friends, because the whole will be darkness. I want it to be light, that the whole is light. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sins. Now, bringing this back to what I was originally talking about concerning judgment. The Bible says, to those that keep God's judgments, mercy will be shown. Deuteronomy 7:12, read it when you get a moment. Okay? Understanding the price paid, when you read the New Testament, you understand that it's not to be played with. This is a lifelong process of being sanctified unto obedience, unto the sprinkling of the blood again, where the Holy Ghost seals us. Okay? This isn't just, I'm saved, and all of a sudden, okay, everything's good, he's going to do everything for me. No, wait a second, friends. Even when the man that was impotent, he was 38 years impotent, and he was standing by the water, and nobody would help him into the water to be healed by the angel that would come down and swipe or touch the water, and they would be instantly healed. Jesus said to him, take up your bed and walk. Okay? Take up your bed and walk. Take up your bed and walk. It's always, and go, no sin, no more. Right? That's real grace. And then it goes on and on. Remember the blind man? He said to Bartimaeus, he said to him, now go wash your eyes. Go and wash. Remember the lepers that were cleansed? There was always a command by the Lord to go in process. So in the doing of it, in the obedience to the Lord that healed you, then is the process lived out through the miraculous by the Holy Ghost. Read Hebrews 2. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to His own will. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm just shooting from the hip today. I'm just flowing. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living waters. We're talking about what's going on in this country, and then we got off onto this. I got off onto this by the Holy Ghost. Why do the American people tolerate crime? It's because they don't have a love for the freedom. And if you take it a step further than that, they don't have any gratitude in their heart for those that sacrifice themselves to give it. See, gratitude is the mother of holiness, friends. We do what we do here because of what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. 2 Corinthians 5:15, we live unto Him who died for us. Why? Because we see the price that He paid for us. Nobody's beating me over the top of the head saying, this is how you have to live your life. How couldn't I live my life for them? You want to know how you change a country, friends? Instead of a bunch of fools watching a bunch of grown men fighting over a football in tights, you know what you do is you take cameras and you go to Arlington Cemetery and you begin to show the people in this country the price paid for their freedoms. And when you do that, There's a change of heart, a conversion of heart. When we preach Christ crucified in the spiritual, friends, that they might be born again of that Holy Ghost. Now, you know, when you go to, speaking of judgment, when you go to Deuteronomy 4:6, I'm going to the Biblia. Keep them and do them, for that will be your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the people when they hear all these statutes. They'll say, surely this great nation is a wise and an understanding people. What is he talking about? His judgments. You know, the Bible tells us that the Lord is known by the judgments that he executes. In Psalm 9, verse 16. It tells us in Psalm 101 that clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. That a fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about him. Okay, I'm getting the character of God. Yes, you need the character of God. When you go to Jeremiah 9:24, it says, but let the one who boasts boast about this, that they have the understanding to know that I am the Lord who exercises love and kindness, justice and righteousness on earth, for in these I delight, saith the Lord God. Isaiah 26:9. Psalm 89. He's known by the justice and judgment. But you know, the Bible also tells us in Psalm 94. It tells us in Psalm 94 that the Lord looks for those that will stand up against the workers of iniquity. Again, if you're born of the Spirit, you already know this. I'm taking off the blinders of those that have deceived themselves into believing that they belong to the Lord when in fact they don't. Because they have no desire. The only thing they desire is talking about how we can do nothing about what's going on here. Read Psalm 78. But I want to give you scripture, not my opinion. The Lord said in Psalm 94, verse 16, who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? I'll tell you who. Those that are thankful for the sacrifice that was given unto them that they might be free in the spirit, 2 Corinthians 3:17. In the natural. Freedom was given not to do what you want to do, but freedom was given to do what you ought to do. And nobody should have to tell anybody this. Hey, friends, let me bring this back. Oh, by the way, when you go to Thessalonians, it talks about in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God, and them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. How is the prince of this world taken out? Through the cross. Because when the church walks in the power of God unto salvation, that is the power of the resurrected one that has all power over all the works of the enemy. Those people aren't walking around asking the devil for permission to obey God. No, they're delivering people from devils. Okay? They're walking over the tops of the heads of the devils. The Bible tells us that we have all power given unto us, and that by no means does the enemy have power over us. My goodness, when we know the promises given to the church, I'll tell you what, you're going to see a different church, and it's not at all of what you see in America today. It's a lack of Christianity. And yes, I will be all by myself on this one. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. And when I see the real instead of the counterfeits, I'll be the first one to tell you, friends. They're as rare as hen's teeth. Well, hens don't have teeth. Exactly. That's exactly my point. That's exactly my point. Friends, why are we talking about Karen here harassing Americans? We already know who they are. We already know what they mean to do. Who's given them subversive power in the United States to operate in a subversive manner? It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. Okay. When we look at corrupt politicians, how is it that you allow them to get away with not just one crime, but crimes that go on for 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 years? That's not an exaggeration. Why do you allow those that represent you to go ahead, friends, and act in an illegal fashion, a foreign fashion or manner to that of the U.S. Constitution, and calling for the execution of babies in the womb all the way up to the third trimester? Why do you give them a pass? Because you don't have any gratitude in your hearts for the sacrifice given, because if you did, you would have zero tolerance for it. Just the way a good judge, when he actually brings forth and drops that hammer, friends, and he tolerates zero crime in his county or in his country, it's not because he hates those people. It's that he is obeying God and he is actually loving on those people. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. In other words, you can't love man until you first love God. Until you first got the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. Romans 5:5. You can't do it. Everything is miraculous. Everything about the Christian walk is the miraculous. There's nothing carnal about the Word of God. The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life, the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us that the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. 1 Corinthians 4:20. In 1 Corinthians 2:5, it tells us that we're not to find our faith in the power, in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. How does the word come? With strong confidence and much assurance that they would know what sort of men are among them, having received the word of God in much affliction, but with joy in the Holy Ghost. Read Nehemiah 8 when you get a moment. Let's get this right. The American people have tolerated foreigners in their governments, lying to them, transgressing the Constitution. And I'm not talking about just foreign people. I'm talking about Americans that have kissed the American people only to betray them for 30 pieces of silver like that of Judas and Jesus Christ. You have taken on the mindset to go ahead and give a pass to everybody in anybody that violates that Constitution, because you don't care. And if you do, then you're with me. But just think about this. The American people have taken on the mindset that what our veterans did in fighting off foreign foes is now somehow or another accepted when your own representatives trample underfoot the blood of the sacrifice in the natural and first in the spiritual. Keep in mind they have their hand on the Bible when they swear to uphold it, friends. What, is it good enough for our forefathers? Is it good enough for our family members to fight off foreign enemies, but when they do it in America, we're supposed to just accept it? You've taken on the mind of the enemy. You've taken on the mind of a traitor. You've taken on the mind of those that fraternize with the enemy. How many of these people that I've highlighted today, friends? Rashida Tlaib. We know she's lying. We know she's foreign to the Constitution because of what she did. The same thing with Ilhan Omar and 90 others, friends, in the United States of America. Now we have judges doing it. A little leaving it the whole lump, friends, to the degree that you tolerate the crime shows the rest of everybody else in this country, namely your posterity, that you could care less, so why should they? Train them up in the ways that they will go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it, and you can rest assured of just that. I highlighted Muslim Rep. Rashida Tlaib registered to vote from false address, represented state house district she didn't live in. There's over 300,000 signatures to have her impeached and removed. What does she do? She gets on national television and says, hey, you know what? F him. Concerning the law, the representative of the law, the highest office in the United States of America. Let's go impeach him. What's their objective? To conquer America. How many crimes does Ilhan Omar need to be caught into? How many of these useful idiots in the media, how many lies and defamations, friends, and slanders do they need to commit before you finally stand up and say, you know what, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Because I love the Lord, and I'm not going to tolerate that which crucified him. I'm not going to do it. Because I love what my relatives did, I love what our forefathers did, and I'm going to tolerate nobody to defame or deface their memories in any sense of the word. Love you. See ya.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.